The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parsha's Kisetze. This Parsha has many mitzvahs in it. And one of the mitzvahs, which is in Dvorim Chofei, is Posuk Vov. Ki korei kan sipo lefanecho. That when you happen to come upon a nest of birds before you, baderech, on the way, on the road, bechol eitz, or ala oretz, or in a tree, or on the ground, efreichim or beitzim, and in that nest there are very young birds or eggs, and the mother is sitting on the Ephraim Oalala Beitzim. She is sitting on the young birds or on the eggs. You are not allowed to take the mother al habonim, which means from the children. You're not allowed to take the mother while she's sitting on the children. But rather, shaleach tishalach esoim, you must send away the mother. Vesabonim tikach loch. And then you may take the children. The man yitav loch varach the yomim, in order that it shall be good for you, and I will give you length of, and I shall give you length of days. So here we have a mitzvah. It's actually a mitzvah zeh and a leis aseh, a positive commandment and a negative commandment. That if you come upon a nest, and there's the mother, and there are young birds or eggs. And the mother is sitting on the young birds or the eggs. So you're not allowed to take the mother on who is on the children. But the mitzvah, so this is a leisase. The mitzvah essay, the positive commandment, shaleach tishalach esoim, that you must send the mother away, vesabonim tikach loch, and then you are allowed to take the children. The man yitav loch varach to yomim. Rashi brings from a Mishnah and the Gemara in Masechta Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem Beis, that im mitzvah kala shein bechesfin kisol monteru leman yitav loch varach to yomim. If on such a small mitzvah that costs you no money, the Torah says, in order that it shall be good for you, and I will give you length of days, so how much more so when it comes to the difficult mitzvahs or to the expensive mitzvahs, that you will have goodness and length of days. The Rambam elaborates on this mitzvah from the Gemara in Masechta Chulin that we mentioned on Kuf Mem. The Rambam is in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchas Shechita. And we'll mention a few points that's brought in the Rambam. He brings in Halacha Aleph that if you do take the mother while she's on the children, then there's a mitzvah to send her away, and you haven't transgressed the mitzvah as long as you can still send her away. But once you create a situation where it's impossible to send her away, then you have transgressed the mitzvah. Therefore, alakeach eim ala boni meshochto, if you would take the mother and shecht her, or if she would meso. If she would, you take her and she dies. So now you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of sending her away. So now you've transgressed it. So therefore, you transgress a negative commandment, and you would get malchus. You would get the punishment of lashes. That's for a negative commandment. The Rambam tells us in Halacha Hey, what happens if you take her and you send her away, like you have to, but she comes back. Then you're obligated to send her away again. Sholcha v'chozer v'sholcha v'chozer afil arba v'chomish pomim. Even if she comes back four or five times, chayv l'shaleach. You're obligated to send it away each time. As it's, and that's why it states in the Torah, shaleach t'shalach esoeim, it uses a double loshen, a double language. That not only once you shall send it, but you're obligated to send it away as long as it's necessary. So even four or five times. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam tells us, what would be if you take, if you send away the children? Torah said, "Leisikach leim alabonim." You shouldn't take the mother from the children. What happens if you send away the children? Are you allowed then to take the mother? No. Someone who says, "I'll take the mother but send away the children," he's still commanded to send away the mother. He's not allowed to keep the mother. As it states, another halacha. In Halacha Zayin, what would happen if he sends away the mother, like he's supposed to? But then he goes and hunts the mother while she's away from the nest. Sholach eso eim v'chozar v'tzod eso. This is permissible. You would be allowed to take the mother and send her away, which is the mitzvah, but then go after the mother and catch her when she's away from the nest. Why? The Torah only forbade that you shall take the mother while she's sitting on the nest, protecting the children, or protecting the eggs, and she cannot escape from you, because she has to stay to protect the children. So there, the Torah forbade you to take her. But, and you have to send her away. But if you do send her away, and then you go hunt her in a different place, this is permissible. The Torah only forbade you to take her when she cannot fly away because she's protecting the children. But if you sent her away like you were supposed to and then you capture her in another place, this is allowed. Another halacha, and halacha ches. This mitzvah is only by a kosher bird, not by a non-kosher bird. The non-kosher bird, there is no mitzvah of shiluach hakan, you wouldn't have to send the mother away. And she'ena mezumen. And it's also only a mitzvah by wild birds. Wild birds that you happen to come across, as it states, ki kore avla mezumin kegein avozin v'tanegolin v'yenim shekodet u'bebais eina chayim l'shaleach. But tame birds, or birds that you raise, for example, geese, or chickens, say hens, or pigeons that you have tame in your house, or captured inside your house or yard. So this here there is no mitzvah. You can take the mother together with the children. This is only on a bird which is kosher and on a bird which is not tame, a wild bird. And then one final halacha. In halacha Yud Ches, just like you're not allowed to take the bird, the mother, while she's on the children, so is it also liskeis bebeitzim, calls man shayim revetzis aleihen. Also, you're not allowed to take the eggs, or you're not allowed to take the children, as long as the mother is there. The Torah said, leisik shaleach tashaleach esoeim, the esabonim tikach loch, you shall send away the mother and then take the children. You are allowed to take the children only after you send the mother away. But before you send the mother away, you're not allowed to take the children. Incidentally, also, this is only if she's Yesheva Salakan, as it states in the Pasuk, that she's sitting on the nest. But if she's hovering over it, flying around hovering over it, then there is no mitzvah. So then you can take the children. And these are some of the halachos in this mitzvah. A mitzvah's essay that if you come upon a nest of birds, va'eim ravetzes ala bonim or ala beitzim, and the mother is sitting on the children or on the eggs, so you're not allowed, le'sikachas o'eim ala bonim, you're not allowed to take for yourself the mother while she is on the eggs or the birds. But shalech to shalech, a mitzvah is asay, a positive commandment to send away the mother, and then you're allowed to take the children. And if you don't, if you take the mother, then le'sikachas o'eim, you transgress the negative commandment. The Gemara brings in Masechta Brachos, in the Mishnah and in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah states, "Ha'emer al kan sipor." If a person says on the mitzvah of the kan sipor, this mitzvah of the nest of birds, "Yagiu rachamecho," that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmonis has been displayed here. Yagiu rachamecho, that let the compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be fulfilled with these birds. Ve'al tov yizoch ha'shemecho, and then in another instance he will say on something good that happens to a person, he will say yizoch ha'shemecho, that let your name be remembered, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name be remembered. And in another instance, he would say, Modi Modim, that when it comes to Modim Anachnu Loch, that we bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we thank Hashem and praise Him, he says it twice, Modim Modim. And in these three instances, Mashtikin Esai, it's a mitzvah to silence him, okay, to tell him to keep quiet. What were the three instances again? That on a Kan Sipor, on the mitzvah of the bird's nest, he says, Yagiu rachamecho, that your compassion has reached these birds. Balateva, and on good news, or something good happens to him or to his friend, he says, Yizoche shemecho, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name be remembered. And Modim Modim, when it comes to thanking Hashem, instead of once Modim Anachnu Loch, twice he says it, Mashtikin Esai, it's a mitzvah to silence him. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Modim Modim Mashtikin Esai Mishum de Mexik Ishtei Rishuis. We can understand why you silence him when he says Modim twice, because it looks like he's thanking two forces. First he bows and thanks to one force, and then he bows and thanks to another supreme being. So it looks like he's creating another god for himself. And in the second case, that he says that your name shall be remembered when something good happens, that also mashtikin esoi. Why? Because it's mashma l'alateva v'layalaro. It's mashma that it, from here it seems, implies that the only time we should remember Hashem's name is when something good happens and not when something bad happens. Utanan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Chayev Odom Levorach al Aroa, Kishem Shem Vorach al Ateva. And we learn in the Mishnah that a person is obligated to thank Hashem al Aroa, Kishem Shem Vorach al Ateva, even on bad and not only on good. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to make a brocha on anything that happens to us. Not only if it's something which appears good, but even if it's something which appears to be not good. We have a brocha for both. We have a brocha of Shechiyono, or Ateva Meitiv, on something which is good, and we have a Brocha of Dianemis on something which is not good. Because to us it might seem bad, but in reality it could be good if it comes from Hashem. So therefore, he who says only on something good that happens, Yizoche Shemecha, let your name be remembered, and he says to Hashem, this is limiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we're not allowed to say this. So that's the second case. But now the Gemara says, Ela Alkan Sipo Yagira Hamecha my time. But on the bird's nest, that Hashem's compassion has reached the bird's nest. So why shouldn't you say that? So Piligibotreya Maroi Bimarova. There is a dispute in the Marova, and there is Israel over this, between two rabbis of the Gemara, two Amaroim, Rabbi Yosi bar Abin and Rabbi Yosi bar Zvedu. Chad Omar mipnei shematal kina b'maisa bereshis. One says the reason is because you're going to make the creations jealous of each other. What does that mean? It means that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing compassion, why did he show compassion only to the bird's nest? Why didn't he make these mitzvahs by other animals also? There's so many other animals he could have made them. So it seems like he's favoring certain creations over the other. So he's causing a split in the unity of the creation. So therefore we're not allowed to say that. Mipnei shematal kina b'maisa bereshis. Mechad Omar, and the other says, Mipnei she'esem midesav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim. He is making the midesav, the mitzvahs, Rashi says, the mitzvahs of Hashem into rachamim, into compassion. Me'enon elegzedus. The mitzvahs of Hashem are not compassion, but they are gzedus, they are decrees. Then the Gemara brings a case. Gemara brings a case. Ahutz, there was a tzuv v'rabonon. There was a person that came, and he was praying to Hashem, and he said, "Ato chasto al kan sibur, ato chus v'rachim aleinu." He said, "You have had compassion on the nest of birds, ato chus v'rachim aleinu. Therefore, have compassion also on us." This is the way a certain Talmud was praying. And the Gemara told him, "You're not allowed to pray that way." Because what we said, that you're making the midesav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu into rachamim ve'en al gzeiros. You're making this mitzvah into rachamim, and the mitzvahs are not rachamim, but they're rather decrees. Now these two reasons that the Gemara gives, why a person cannot say that on a Kan Sipur, on the mitzvah of the Kan Sipur, look how compassionate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are, a person is not allowed to say that. The first reason is very understandable, because he's making a chiluk, a division in the Ma'aseh Bereishis. Why did Hashem show compassion to the nest of birds and to others? He didn't show compassion. But the second reason, she'eisem midesov rachamim ve'eina elek zedus. Look how compassionate the mitzvah of Hashem is, what he's done for this nest of birds. So he's making the mitzvah into something of compassion, and his mitzvahs are not compassion, but they are decrees. This is something that needs explanation. Why aren't his mitzvahs compassion? Why are they decrees? And in this is a long discussion in the Kadmeinim, in the early commentators, as to what does it mean? And what are the mitzvahs of Hashem? And very briefly, the Rambam, it is brought in the Sefer Meir Nebuchim, Perek Memches, writes that the mitzvahs of Hashem are certainly compassion. He showed rachamim to the people and he showed rachamim to the creations. Therefore, the mitzvahs of Hashem are compassion. It seems that the Rambam is saying contradictory to this Mishnah and this Gemara, which he is, and the Rambam himself says so. So he answers, he says, we learn a different way. He says, there are different opinions in the Mishnah and the Gemara. And he says, his opinion is in accordance to other opinions. So the Rambam does learn that the essence of the mitzvahs of Hashem are to show compassion on people and creations. The Ramban says no. He says, you can't say that. The Mishnah and the Gemara says not like that. So how can you say it? Are these other opinions? People ask, where are the other opinions? And even if there are other opinions, this is a stop Mishnah, here it's not brought, that there are other opinions. So he says, you cannot say that the mitzvahs, the purpose, the tamei mitzvahs, the purpose, the motivation why Hashem gave mitzvahs was to show compassion on his people and on the creations. But rather, the man says as follows. If the purpose of the mitzvahs were because Hashem wanted to be compassionate and merciful towards his creations, and that's why he gave a mitzvah of Kan Sipor, this mitzvah of the nest. And incidentally, in this whole discussion, they bring in other such mitzvahs like Shechita. Why did Hashem give the mitzvah of Shechita? Why couldn't you kill the animal anyway? Because he wanted to show compassion towards the animal. And the Ramban brings a mitzvah of Esav es Bnei, that we are not allowed to kill, to shecht, a mother together with her child on the same day. We have to shecht the mother on one day and the child on the next day. So if the reason of these mitzvahs is because Hashem had compassion towards the animals, he had compassion towards the birds, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us. If he wants to show compassion to his creations, he can do that without us. What does he have to give us mitzvahs in order, because he wants to be compassionate to the creations? He's capable of being compassionate to the creations without using us for it and without giving us mitzvahs. The same thing, why did Hashem command us to give tzedakah, money to the poor? Because he felt sorry for the poor. If that's the case, so let him give money to the poor. He's capable of giving money to the poor. He felt sorry for the hungry, so let him give food to them. So the Ramban says, not like the Ramban. You can't say that the essence of the mitzvahs and the motivations of the mitzvahs was because Hashem wanted to be compassionate towards his creatures. And therefore he commanded mitzvahs, and through these mitzvahs his compassion and mercy will reach his creations. Because he could do that, he could show mercy and be compassionate to his creations without giving us mitzvahs. He could take care of the nest of birds himself. He could take care of the shechit of the animal himself. He could take care of the poor himself. So what does he have to give us these mitzvahs for? So why then did he give us these mitzvahs? So the Ramban writes, because there's a statement in the Chazal which states, Leinitna mitzvahs ela letzaref es habriyes. Mitzvahs were given to refine the person, to refine and to perfect the person. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Imores Hashem Tzrufa, that the words of Hashem perfect one, they refine one. They were given not for the sake of the creations, they were given to us, the mitzvahs, for our sake. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us to be merachim on the creations. If he wanted to be compassionate towards the bird nest, that he would have done himself. But he wanted us to be compassionate towards the bird's nest. Therefore he gave us a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. If he wanted to be compassionate and merciful towards the poor,
then he would have taken care of them himself. But he wanted us to be merciful towards them. Therefore he gave us a mitzvah tzedakah. If you wanted to be merciful on the animal, that he should die a pleasant death, then he would have done that. But he wanted us to be merciful. And therefore he commanded us that we should shecht and not kill him in any way, and we shouldn't shecht a mother and a son on the same day. So this is what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that a person is not allowed to say that Yegia Rachamecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu displays his compassion to the creations through his mitzvah, because then he's eisin midos of rachamim ve'enan alegzeres. Because then he takes the mitzvahs and makes them into tools of rachamim when they are decrees. They were not tools of compassion towards the creations, but rather they were decrees on the individual in order to develop and refine in him compassion and other good midas and other good qualities. This is what the Ramban says. So this is the second opinion. The Rambam seems to learn that the mitzvahs were for the recipients themselves. And the Ramban is saying, no, they were not for the recipients themselves. But they were rather for the people, for Klal Yisrael, in order to fulfill the mitzvahs. And that way they will refine and perfect themselves with these good qualities. Now there's a third opinion, and that's the Maral. And this is, Maral is Meirich, he elaborates in this, in Tveres Yisrael, from Perek Vov onward. And he disagrees both with the Rambam of the Meir Debuchim and the Ramban. And the reason? Well, he disagrees with the Rambam because of the reasons of the Ramban. But he disagrees with the Ramban because he says, if you say that the purpose of mitzvahs were given to refine us and to develop in us qualities of compassion and so forth, then you are limiting the Torah to a Sefer Amidus. You are limiting the Torah to a book of good traits. 613 mitzvahs were given in order to bring the best qualities out from us, to refine us, to make us compassionate, and so forth. So you're limiting the Torah to a Sefer Amidus, to a book of good traits, a book of ethics. The Ein HaTorah Sefer Amidus. And this is not the Torah. Just like we spoke last week, which he says, Ve'en HaTorah Sefer HaTeva. Many want to take the Torah and make it into a book of science, that we will learn so much physical and natural wisdom from it. We can learn. It's full of wisdom. It's full of science, but that's not the essence of Torah. The Ein HaTorah Sefer HaFuas. Many want to take the Sefer Torah and make it into a book of cures, that we will learn. If you will fulfill mitzvahs, then you'll have well-being. You'll be strong. You'll be healthy. This might be true. Could be. But that's not the essence of the Torah. The Torah is not a Sefer HaRefuah, a book of cures or charms. It's not a Sefer HaTeva. It's not a book to understand physical nature and physical science with. Ve'ein Sefer Amidus. And it's not a Sefer Amidus, a book to develop qualities in people. And the proof of all of this is actually from the mitzvahs themselves. Because if we say that these mitzvahs are given for the purpose of, for example, compassion, except HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us compassion, so therefore he trained us with these mitzvahs, and therefore he gave us the mitzvah of Kan Sipur. There are many questions. If that's the case, so why dafke by a Eftohar. Why dafke? Why only by a kosher bird? And by a non-kosher bird, there you're allowed to take the mother away from the children. You're allowed to capture the mother while she's under children. And there are we permitted, axorius, are we permitted to be cruel? And why dafke, if it's yeshevis ala beitzim? The deen is only if the mother is actually sitting on the nest. But if the mother is hovering over the nest, if she's flying around, hovering over the nest, there is no mitzvah, and you're allowed to take the children. What happened to the compassion? If it's to teach us to be compassionate, so we must be consistent. Or if we'll come to the mitzvah of shechita, the Torah gave us the mitzvah of shechita, because if we will kill an animal in any way, it will not teach us compassion. Now the halacha is you must shecht from the oref, you must shecht dafke from the front of the neck. If you shecht from the back of the neck, so then it's treif on the velo. Then it's not a kosher bird, it's not a kosher shkita. What's the reason for that? So according to this we must say, because that's cruelty. So why do we find then in the Beis HaMikdash, when they shechted the birds in the Beis HaMikdash, the shechita was dafke mina erev. There you had to shecht only from the back of the neck. And if you shechted from the front, it wasn't a kosher shechita. So if the front of the neck is merciful and the back of the neck is cruel, so why in the Beis HaMikdash was it the opposite way? And if the back of the neck is merciful and the front of the neck is not, so why outside of the Beis HaMikdash was it the other way? Another question we can ask is on Eises B'nai, the mitzvah of shechting, that we're not allowed to kill, to shecht the mother and her child in the same day, if this is for the purpose to teach us compassion and to train us not to be cruel, what is the halacha if you shecht them in the same hour, except you shecht one of them right before sunset and the other right after sunset? It's permissible because legally it's two different days, yet it's in the same hour, and that's certainly as cruel as shechting one at the beginning of the day and one at the end of the day, when it can be almost 24 hours apart. Or there was what is known as a ben pikua. A ben pikua is an animal which was taken from the womb of a mother after she was shechted. You shechted an animal, and the mother was pregnant, and after the shechita, you took out the child, and the child lived. That's a ben pikua. The halacha is that a ben pikua doesn't need shechita at all. You don't have to shecht it at all. You could kill it anyway, even though it's a live animal. Or that animal and her child can be shechted in one day with a ben bikur. So we see, and these are just a few questions. We could ask and ask and ask on these mitzvahs and on all of the mitzvahs. So we see countless inconsistencies, that if we say that the mitzvah was given either for the sake of compassion or for the sake to train the performer of the mitzvah with compassion. Therefore, Maral says you must say differently, and this is a yesod, this is a foundation which he has all the way through in all of his writings. And it's very important. And he says, firstly, it's very important, it's very deep, but he says, firstly, if that's the case, so what are the mitzvahs? The mitzvahs, their source. What are the mitzvahs and what are the reasons? What is the motivation why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them? If it's not for the sake of compassion on the creations, or to develop compassion in those who perform the mitzvahs and other good traits. The mitzvahs, their sheirish, their source is in the Torah. And the Torah, its source is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Almighty. And that comes from a source which is very, very high and beyond this world. Shabbos we mentioned, there's what is known as the Eilam HaTachtein, the lower world. This is the world we live in. There's an Eilam HaMtzoi, a middle world. That's the world of the heavens, and the sun and the moon, the solar system. And then there's an Olam beyond that, there's a world beyond that, which is called the Olam HaElyon. That's a world which is not physical at all. It's a purely spiritual world. Olam Haba, the world to come, is part of that. That's where the Torah comes from. Gaveya min ha-shamayim. It's higher than the heavens. The heavens also are somewhat physical. This is the source of the Torah, from the Olam HaElyon. And therefore, the Tchilas HaGzeiros, the Tchilas Din, the origin of all mitzvahs, come from there. This is the first yisod. The second principle is, there at that level, where the Torah is, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is perfection of Yesher and Emes. Perfection of uprightness in the ultimate. Perfection of truth in the ultimate. And perfection of goodness in the ultimate. It's a type of perfection that we can not know here in this world entirely. We can know a little of it. But already when it comes to this world, it's come down into physical world. But there, which is an entirely world, Olam HaNivdol, which is beyond the physical world, there is perfection in its perfection. As far as yosher, uprightness, no deviation to the right or to the left. As far as emes, truth, that world is called the Olam HaEmes, the world of truth. While the physical world is known as the Olam HaSheker, the world of falsehood. And perfect goodness. And this is the reason for all of these mitzvahs. Because the truth and the perfect uprightness dictates that this is how things should be. The perfection of right and wrong, the perfection of truth, demands that this is the right path. This is the origin and the origin and the demand of the mitzvahs. And therefore the Gemara refers to the mitzvahs as gzeiros, decrees. Gzeiros are decrees which have to take place. These are decrees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Why? Because the perfection of right and wrong and goodness demands and requires that these decrees take place. But not a perfection of right and wrong that we know, but in its origin, in the Olam HaElyon, in the source of the Torah and Mitzvahs. And therefore he decrees these, that these shall be the mitzvahs given to the people of the earth. This is why the Gemara says, do not call them rachamim. You can't call them compassion. You have to call them gzeiros, decrees. Mitzvahs, actually mitzvahs mean decrees. Mitzvah means a tzivui, a command. Why? Why can't you call them rachamim? Because rachamim, compassion, is a quality which is not something constant. Rachamim is what we have when we find it necessary to have. To be compassionate, to be merciful, that's not all of the time. But if a situation arises that requires it, so then we're compassionate. Then we're merciful. Many times it's good to be compassionate, even though in accordance to right and wrong, you shouldn't be compassionate. See, rachamim is beyond the deen, is beyond the letter of the law. And therefore, the quality of compassion is not something which is constant, is not something which is always. That is something that is used periodically. Mitzvahs of the Torah are always mitzvahs of the Torah. There are no exceptions to them. They are lenetzach netzochim. They are always. And this is why it's brought that in the creation of the world, it states Bereishis Bara Elokim. In the beginning, Hashem created the world, and it uses the name of Hashem Elokim. Elokim always refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dayan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the judge. Later on, it's used Hashem. And there it uses the Shem Rachamim. So Rashi says that in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he's going to create the world with Din. This is what we're speaking about. See, Din means the way it should be. Except he saw that it was Iafshali Skaim. He saw that a world which is only built on what should be couldn't exist. So therefore, Shotfi Imai Rachamim. Therefore, he added compassion also. So compassion came into the world as an extra ingredient. He added compassion also. It was an extra necessary ingredient. But it was not the foundation, the fundamental principle which Tomid, which always guides the world. And the fundamental principles which always guides the world, those are his mitzvahs. And therefore they are called gzeiros. So therefore the Gemara says that if you say his mitzvahs are merely for the purpose because he wants to be merciful towards this or that one or that one or this one, you are taking something which is a gzera, a decree, and you are making rachamim, you are making compassion from it. So that's the third point. The next point is, since the source of these commands and these decrees come from the Olam Elyon, from the highest point possible, therefore it is impossible for us to understand them in their entirety. It is no kasha, there is no question whatsoever if there are areas in these mitzvahs that we don't understand. Even in the world of physical nature, which we live in this world, do we understand everything? The Maral writes, Echod min elef, min alfei alosim, one out of 1,000 things, or perhaps one out of a million things, the greatest achachomim, the greatest scientists understand. Maybe a person will say, no, not so, we know so much. Do we understand, if we'll take an animal, why he is formed exactly the way he is formed? Do we understand the purpose of every bone and every muscle in a particular animal? The scientists will know quite a bit about that animal, but there'll be an awful lot they won't know about it. Now that's one animal. There are millions of creatures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. There are animals and there are birds, and there are fish. We don't even know all of the fish that live in the sea, yet alone to understand every part of each fish. And there are insects. There are moshim, those animals that live in the ground or close to the ground. And there are millions upon millions of different plants. In one ant, the Gemara says, all of the chachomim of the world could not reproduce. One ant. So how much of nature do we understand? Maybe a millionth. Probably much less. So if we don't understand the purpose of everything here in the physical nature, and this is the land in which we live in, so is there any question if we don't understand every particular of the decrees of the Gzeiros Hashem, of the mitzvahs of Hashem, which come from a source far beyond the physical world that we live in? So therefore it's no question if we find what might seem to be inconsistencies in mitzvahs, if we come to say that the motive and the reason of the mitzvahs are earthly reasons, then we're going to have a lot of questions, a lot of inconsistencies. But if we come to say that the motives and the reasons of the mitzvahs are spiritual reasons, and from the highest spiritual points in existence, so then there are no questions. If there are inconsistencies, it's not even an inconsistency. It's a certain amount we can grasp. The greater the chochom, the more he can grasp. But since their origin is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so then it's infinite. So there will always be what we cannot grasp. Now, we'll go to another point. There is no doubt that the mitzvah itself encompasses much rachmi, much compassion. There is no doubt that the mitzvah itself encompasses much goodness for people. When it comes down to this world and is given to us, there is no doubt that if we fulfill the mitzvahs, it will bring us a very good life in this world or in the next world. It will bring us great success, great hatzlocha. That is no doubt about it. But again, that's a safe gzeira. That's the end of the gzeira. That's not the beginning of the decree. The tchilas gzeira, the beginning of the decree, is the origin in the Sefer Torah, which is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it comes down to this world, and we fulfill it, there is no doubt that there are many, many benefits that we will have from it, that the creatures will have from it. There's much success that we'll have from it. There is goodness, there's much development that we'll have from it that we'll see. That is no doubt. But we cannot say that that is the essence of the mitzvah, or that is the reason of the mitzvah, or that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's motivation of the mitzvah, because there what we're doing is we're looking at the end of the mitzvah, not at the beginning of the mitzvah. But the essence of the mitzvah, and the reason, and his motivation, is at the beginning of the mitzvah, because from its source, which is in the Olam HaElyon, the highest world possible, there it is in perfection, perfectly upright, not to the right or to the left, perfectly true and perfectly good. And therefore it was decreed on man or decreed on the world. But not for any earthly reasons that we might say, or not for reasons to merely develop compassion or other qualities in us, or for certain ends here in this world, even though I might achieve that. But this is not the motivation or the essence of the mitzvah. This is why the Gemara says, he writes, and that's something that we're learning in the Dorim now. The Gemara says that mitzvahs lav lehenes nitno. Mitzvahs are not given for the personal benefit of the individual. The Gemara says, for example, if I own a shofar, I have a right on my possessions to forbid someone else to take benefit from it with the power of a neder, the power of a vow. I can say that I take a vow, a neder, that you are forbidden to take any benefit from this particular possession of mine or from any possession of mine. And then you are not allowed to do so. Midin Torah, according to the Din of the Torah. So the Gemara says, what happens if I have a shofar and I forbid you to have benefit from my shofar? The Gemara says that on Rosh Hashanah you can blow it or you can listen to it and fulfill the mitzvah. But I forbade you to have benefit. The Gemara says, mitzvah is lav lenis nitno. The fulfillment of a mitzvah is not considered a benefit to the individual. So the question is asked, but what do you mean it's not? If I had a clarinet or a saxophone and I forbade you to have any benefit from it, then you won't be allowed to listen to it or to use it, because that music is a personal benefit to you. It's a perfect personal pleasure to you. But a shofar, you're not getting any pleasure from the music. But the question is, but you're still getting benefit from the mitzvah. The fact that you are fulfilling the mitzvah, so firstly, you fulfill the mitzvah. Secondly, you'll get reward for the mitzvah. So you're getting benefit from my shofar, which I forbade you with a neder, with a vow. So why are you allowed to? So the Gemara says, mitzvahs lav lehenesh nitno. Mitzvahs were not given for your benefit. What does this mean? So Manal says, this is what the Gemara said. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give mitzvahs to you for your enjoyment. He didn't give mitzvahs to you for your pleasure. He gave mitzvahs to you because of decrees. Einon elexeris. A king commands a servant. He commands the servant for the servant's pleasure. He commands the servant because he sees fit, for whatever reason it might be, this is what he wants done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit that this is what a Jew must do. The Torah saw fit this is a mitzvah. Why? Again, because from the Torah's perspective, this is the perfection of right, of rightness. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this decree. So it wasn't given for your pleasure. It was given because this is the ultimate in right, in rightness. So if I forbid you to have benefit from the shofar, right, you can't have benefit. But listening to the shofar to fulfill a mitzvah, that's not benefit. This is very important, because many people approach mitzvahs like mitzvahs is a benefit to me. I should fulfill the mitzvah because it was given to me to have benefit from. Now, when we make a brocha a mitzvah, we don't make a brocha that a mitzvah was given to me to benefit from. We make a brocha thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for commanding us in the decree. Asher kitchonu b'mitzvah yisof, you have sanctified us with your commands. V'tzivonu, you have commanded us. A servant, when the king commands, he does it because the king commands, not because he wants to take benefit from that command. So this is the explanation, what the Gemara says, mitzvahs lav lehenesh nitno. Now, we'll go one step further, one final step. These decrees that come from the Sheirish Elgin, from that high source, now this is what the Torah dictates, what is right and wrong from that perspective. Why? How do we understand that this is what the Torah dictates, that is right and wrong for man in this world? How do we understand this? We can give a very good example. This is in the spiritual world. We have a similar principle in the physical world. We have in the physical world all types of growing vegetation, plants, trees, and so forth. Everything has a different seed. Every seed has its own particular development and perfection. A seed of an oak tree will perfect itself into an oak tree. A seed of a cedar tree will perfect itself into a cedar tree. A seed of an orange will develop into an orange. And a seed of a plum will develop into a plum. And the perfection is that particular potential, that particular physical potential, that particular personality that's found in that seed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, created the physical world, where the physical world knows how to bring out the potential, the particular potential of each seed. And actually it's brought that the Shemayim decrees under Oretz. The heavens cause decrees to the land. The heavens, the sun brings its energy and its warmth and its winds and its rains and its seasons, and it knows exactly how to do it. knows exactly what climates to bring and what atmospheres to bring and what type of heat to bring and what type of coldness to bring, to perfect the particular potential of every seed. This is in the physical domain. So is it in the spiritual domain. Actually, it states, Ki Odom Eitz HaSodeh, a person is also like a tree of the field. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each person a soul. That's, he gave him a physical body, and the physical body is developed through the physical decrees of the world. But he gave him a spirit also, and that soul also is developed. And what brings out the perfection of that soul are the mitzvahs of the Torah, the decrees of the Torah. The decrees of the Torah to the soul are like the decrees of the sun and the moon to the earth. Now, to the whole world, he gave seven mitzvahs, seven decrees. These seven decrees bring out their ultimate perfection if they live by these mitzvahs. Each one is a leisase, each one is a negative commandment. A negative commandment, the Gemara always says, is shomor. Shomor means a negative commandment, it guards a person. What does it guard him from? It guards him from going astray. In the world that the Almighty created, we find that there are six, in anything that's physical, there's a possibility of six dimensions, six sides. There are the four sides, and the top and the bottom. And then there's an emsoi, there's a middle point. And that actually is why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created it in 6 days in Shabbos. This means that a person could go astray in six directions, and then there's a middle point. It's for this reason that he gave the seven mitzvahs, the seven decrees to the Ben Noach, to the world in general, to be shamer, to guard him. That he should not go astray in any of the possible directions. And this will perfect the potential of his spirit. To Klal Yisrael, that he wanted a perfection within a perfection. So he gave them more decrees. He gave them 613 degrees. The Gemara says the 613 decrees are broken down into Shin Samachay Leisaseh, 365 negative commandments, and Resh Memches, 248 positive commandments. Negative commandments, this again is a Shmirah. This is a Shmirah B'Seich Shmirah. Klal Yisrael, he wanted perfect. Perfect. Wasn't enough that they should just be close to perfect, because they have greater potential. So he guarded them in 365 ways. Gave them 365 negative commandments. Why in 365 ways? We also find this in the universe. The orbit of the sun, the Gemara says, is 365 days. That orbit guards the universe. It is the sun with its orbit that controls the whole universe. If it weren't, everything would go out of order. It pulls the entire universe into a perfect order through its orbit, which is 365 days in relation to the earth. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave also 365 decrees, which make a construction of 365 points, so Yisrael should not deviate any way from perfection. This was a perfection within a perfection, the Shmira B'Sei HaShmira. The Ramach Mitzvah's essays, 248 positive commandments. This, the Gemara says, correlates with 248 different parts of the human being. The Evorim, the different parts organs and limbs of the human being. Now, mitzvah's essay, the Gemara says, that's not a shmirah, that's not a guardianship. So you shouldn't deviate, but that's rather a fulfillment, a growth. One is that you should not deviate away from perfection, and the other is where there should be a positive growth in perfection. And when he created the human being, the Almighty, and even physically he created the human being, B'Tselem Elokim, even physically it's in the image of Hashem. Not, this mean, doesn't mean that Hashem has a physical image, but there was physical, even in the physical man, he put in his wisdom, in his image. So he created 248 essential parts of the body, and the soul also correlates to that. So there are 248 different areas that can come into perfection, and therefore he gave 248 decrees, mitzvahs aseis, positive commandments. And this is what is man, ki ha'odem eitz hasode, that man is also like a tree of the field, and just like the physical tree thrives, it grows through the physical decrees which come to the world from the heavens which influence the earth. So the spiritual man grow and thrive through the spiritual decrees which come into the earth. So therefore, to come along and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah that if you find a Kan Sipur, a nest, you should send the mother away. Don't take the mother while it's sitting on the children. Send the mother away and then take the children. To come and say, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmonis and the Kan Sipur, that's not mitzvahs. There's no doubt he had Rachmonis and the Kan Sipur. He had Rachmonis on all of creation, and that's why all types of activity take part in creation all of the time. He's a mechin mozen lechol b'yosef. That's why food is brought to all of creation all of the time. Mikane re'eim, from the greatest animals to the smallest insects. But that doesn't have to do with his mitzvahs of the Torah. And to say that he gave this mitzvah in order to develop in us that we should have Rachmonis on the Kan Sipur, or that the mitzvah of Shechita, in order that we should not be cruel to the animal, that's coming to explain the mitzvah at the wrong end. And then there'll be all types of inconsistencies. So why to other birds? Why to trefa birds? And why is Shechita only from the front of the neck and not from the back of the neck? And so forth and so on. And in this, the Gemara says, "Yagir Rachamecha Mashtikin." I say, if you say that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's compassion is shown through this mitzvah of Shechita, the mitzvah of Kan Sipur, Mashtikin, I say, you silence him. She'ase midaisiv shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim. He diminishes and he limits the great mitzvahs of the Torah to a mere act of mercy, and ainon elekzeres, while they are decrees. Decrees is something which is always, and they come from the highest source. They come from the highest source down into this world. The benefits that we'll have are unending. But the source is not in this world. The source is in the highest worlds. And the motive and the reason why he was Gezek Zeres, he made those decrees, is because at the source, this is the ultimate in truth. That world is known as Olam HaEmes, the world of truth. It's the ultimate in truth. It's the ultimate in goodness. It's the ultimate in what's right. So therefore, these mitzvahs come down to man, to all of the world. He gave 7. To Israel, he gave 613. And to perfect man. And this is what is meant to what David HaMelech said, Imoris Hashem Tzrufihi, that the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to perfect man. Mitzvahs were given to perfect man. doesn't mean it's not limited to the perfection that we can see in mitzvahs, but the mitzvah itself is an ingredient, whether we can see it or not, that will bring out the ultimate perfection in the soul of man. Just like climatic influence or atmospheric influence will bring out the perfection in the physical world, whether we understand it or not. So this is how the Maral in his Tiferes Yisrael learns this Gemara, that if someone will say on this mitzvah of Kan Sipor or on a similar mitzvah Yagir Rachamecho, that here's a case where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown his compassion through this mitzvah to the nest of the birds, Mashtikin, they say, you must silence him. Why? Because Shaisa Bideisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, he is taking the mitzvahs of Hashem and limiting it and diminishing it to a mere act of mercy, the Enan Alexeris, and meanwhile they are decrees that come from the Almighty Himself, from He Himself, everlasting decrees given for the perfection of man. So this is a very broad and deep insight which serves not only for this mitzvah but for all mitzvahs, as to understand the motives and the depth of the mitzvah HaTorah. And therefore what we learn from here is that when we come to fulfill a mitzvah, we must not approach a mitzvah as if it's something earthly. We must not approach a mitzvah as if it's something that we can easily understand in totality, or a mitzvah that we're doing for our benefit, even though this is all true, that it's for our benefit, but it was not given to us for our benefit. We must approach a mitzvah that this is a mitzvah that we're doing because these are gzeiros shegozer hamelech, these are decrees which HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed from His world to us. And the difference is this way a person will come up to the source of the mitzvah, not that he will bring the mitzvah down to his level. There is much that we can learn from here, and we should have success in growing in the fulfillment and understanding of mitzvahs.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.